The Rise of God's Glorious Empire, the Kingdom of God. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. Isaiah 11:1, New Living Translation. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah prophesied of the rise of God's glorious empire, the Kingdom of God. In this section of Scripture, Isaiah 11:1 through 10, the Messiah is described, the kingdom is described, and the remnant who will inhabit the kingdom. But look, the Lord of heaven's armies, will chop down the mighty tree. He will cut down the proud. That lofty tree will be brought down. He will cut down the forest trees with an axe. Isaiah 10:33-34, New Living Translation. God's kingdom will arise by a shoot, coming up from the stump of Jesse, David's father. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. Isaiah undoubtedly was thinking of God's promise to David, that a descendant of David will rule over his kingdom forever. 2 Samuel 7:16, Isaiah 9:7. This branch, the Messiah, Jeremiah 23:5, will bear fruit, that is, prosper and benefit others. In that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and the land where he lives will be a glorious place. Isaiah 11:10, New Living Translation. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, nor make a decision based on hearsay. Isaiah 11:2-3, New Living Translation. In these verses, the character and work of the branch are described. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. That is, the Holy Spirit would empower him. His work would be characterized by wisdom, understanding, counsel, power, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. In other words, the attributes of the Holy Spirit would characterize the Messiah. The Messiah is characterized by the fear of the Lord and has delight in it. To fear God is to respond to him in awe, trust, obedience, and worship. The Messiah constantly seeks to do the Father's will. This is in contrast to many of the religious leaders in Isaiah's day who were unconcerned about following God's word. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. He will wear righteousness like a belt, and truth like an undergarment. In that day the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion, and a little child will lead them all. The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow. The baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. Yes, a little child will put its hand in a nest of deadly snakes without harm. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. Isaiah 11, 4-9, New Living Translation. Isaiah describes the righteous kingdom which the Messiah will set up. The curse will be lifted, peace and harmony will be present, and wild animals will again be tame. A little child will be safe with lions, bears, cobras, and vipers. Isaiah 65:25. And on the Temple Mount, that is God's holy mountain, Isaiah 56:7, 65:25, tranquility will prevail. Messiah means God is with us, Isaiah 7:14, New Living Translation, and he will be dwelling with his people. It need not be difficult to envision these changes in us and in the animal kingdom. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, Isaiah 11:9, Jeremiah 31:34, Habakkuk 2:14. This means more than people knowing intellectually about the Lord. The idea is that people everywhere will live according to God's principles and word. In that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and the land where he lives will be a glorious place. Isaiah 11:10, New Living Translation. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. Galatians 4:7, New Living Translation. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32, Amplified Bible.